Okay, we're Gamal Dibras Mora and Rabbeinu HaKadosh. We're learning the Hagdama to Sifra Ditzniyus, so we learned basically two ideas. The first was explaining what Sifra Ditzniyus is. The idea that Sifra Ditzniyus is to Zayar, what Mishnayis is to Gemara, is basically what he said. And then Reb Chaim Volozhin addressed the fact that there were those who said that the Gra was not familiar with the Zayar. And to that, Reb Chaim Volozhin said that it wasn't so. That's what we learned the last time. The part we're going to learn now deals with the Arizal, Kisvei Ari. And to a certain degree, when I learned this paragraph, it made more clear to me why it is that many of the Anhagas Arizal, most of the Anhagas Arizal were not accepted, but most of the Klal Yisrael, many Anhagas Arizal were, and the yeshiva world, many of them are ignored to a certain degree, and some of them are held very chashuv. So this paragraph gives a little glimpse into the idea. The Arizal, as I think you should know, the Arizal was from a family of Grushei Svarad. Actually, there's the debate about where he started from, but possibly started from Eretz Yisrael and then went to Mitzrayim, and from Mitzrayim came back to Eretz Yisrael, or from. It's an interesting thing. I mentioned many times that the Chidah writes, Chidah is a Sfaradi, he writes that the Arizal was an Ashkenazi. Some Sofer was an Ashkenazi, he writes that the Arizal was a Sfaradi. So his life is shrouded in a lot of mystery. He didn't live very long. They say he lived only 40 years. But his Hashpah was an extraordinary and unique type of Hashpah. We don't have any Kisvei Ari. When they talk about Kisvei Ari, they're talking about Chaim Vital's writing of the Arizal. We understand that only Reb Chaim Vital of the Talmidei Ari understood adequately to give it over properly. So let's learn this paragraph, and then he talks about first about the Arizal himself, and then we'll see a second Nekuda. Gamal Dibras Moran Rabbeinu HaKadosh Ishu Lekim Noira HaArizal. Now, again, the Chassidim said about the Gra and the fights between Chassidim and the Misnagdim that the Gra didn't hold of Zayar and they didn't hold of Arizal. So Reb Chaim Volozhin is writing that regarding the Arizal, Einai ro'u yokat feres kedushas Arizal be'enei Rabbeinu HaGadol Nishmasei Eden. I saw how the Gra held the Arizal to be great. Ki midei dibri imai oidaisav. When I spoke to the Gra about the Arizal, Irsa kula gufe, his body shook, trembled. V'omar, the Gra said, Manoimar unidaber mekadosh Hashem ishalakim kadosh v'noira kamayu. V'nigulai talumais chachma. Now here, I'd like to help you translate the next line. Okay, the Gra is saying how great the Arizal was. Next line. U'me'eis ashezach alagilu yaliozal. He's referring to the Arizal was Zeichet Tegila Eliyahu, or from when the Vilna Gaon was Zeichet Tegila Eliyahu. It can be translated both ways. I think it means from when the Gaon, Meisa Shezach Elegila Eliyahu, Pamayim Hugdol Hasagasai Lamaila Lamaila Lahafli. Then his Hasag of the Arizal was even greater. Gama Kisvei HaKadosh Shalai, his Bainin Rabbeinu Harba Aleihem, in the writings of the Arizal, which as I said is Rechaim Vital's writings, his bainei Rabbeinu Harbalayim, he put a lot of thought into them. Shu oilim b'makayri advarim b'zayir HaKadosh v'tikunim. They should follow the Zayah properly. V'etziyah me'oipel shibushe ha'atokos. And he took them out from the darkness of errors in the rewriting of the Arizal. Gam ha'isofes ha'sharobu mehem etalmidim achem shol yotzu mitachziyat Rechaim Vitalzal. And he's saying is that the Gra held that a lot of what's in the writings of the Arizal is not really from the Arizal, but rather from Talmidim that improperly added things. Shalai umdu beside Kodesh Hashem alamitus amkus kavanasei bimekayri advarim. So this is really the combination, the godless of the Arizal and the importance of his writings, added with the fact that the Gra held there are mistakes that have come in over the generations. Rechaim Vital Zal Levad Shoya Mevin Amkus Penimius Advarim Ayem Okem Kvaidam in Mekairam Kashaheir Arizal Ba'atzmai. The Arizal himself said that Rechaim Vital alone understood. Va'omer ali, and the Gross said to me, Ashagam Achmasai Safa, Ishini Taisvu, Akisri Arizal, Shainam Rabchaim Vitalzal, in Lis Machaleim Le'in Yindina. So this is really the, I guess, the suspicion or the rejection of certain parts of the Arizal is a suspicion that they, if they can get halacha, that they might be wrong. Now this also may explain, we had earlier that the Gross said that there's no such thing as a machloikis Kabbalah and Teres HaNigla. Even though to us it seems in many places there are. So we had earlier that Margula Bapuma, Shabezit Divinci, people say that there are places that Chachmas HaNistar and Chachmas HaNigla argue. And the Gross said, Machmas Shalahivinu Lefarish Divri Azar Lamitai. So they don't understand. Echef Shashia Davinistar Mitariseinu Mechulakim HaNigla. So this to a great degree explains much of the confusion regarding the Kisvei Ari, and the fact that we don't really follow everything it says in Kisvei Ari, although there are major parts of our lives. The Holy Shana Rabbah is the Zayir HaKadosh and the Arizal. There's no Makor and Gemara for the Hanhogas we have on the Shana Rabbah. There are big parts of Halacha L'Maisa that have their roots in Kisvei Ari. I saw when we were learning in Brachis, the Gemara says when you bow in Shemayin Esrei, you're supposed to pick up your head chivya, like a snake. I think we all know that most people are not knowing that. Most of Klai Yisrael bows and picks their head up, not like it says in the Gemara. There were gedalim that we saw a noyig pashas like it says in Gemara in Shulchan Aruch. I saw in the Shemayin Esrei and Balacha that the hanhaga not to do it is based on Arizal. Based on Arizal. I've seen this on and on. I've seen Pinchas. The name Pinchas is Peyud Nun Ches Samach. And for some reason, it's spelled by many people and in many Svarim without the Yud. Peyud Nun Ches Samach. And there's some Chumashim on top of the page on the Parshas Pinchas, it says it without the Yud. And in the Chumash, it says it with the Yud. Very strange. I looked at the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchis Gittin by Shemes HaAnashim. It says Pinchas is with the Yud. Someone at the bottom brings that our P. Arizal, people, it's not our P. Arizal, the Torah has it differently, but P. Arizal, people call themselves Pinchas without the Chirik Malay. Pinchas instead of Pinchas. So there are a lot of such hadhogis that are based on Arizal, and I'm not one to say which are authentic and which are not, but I guess a lot of the friction comes from this doubt. I'd like to skip to the paragraph that begins Shkura. I'm not sure in your copies. Shkura Haya Bepiv. I have in my sefer here an exclamation mark that I put at some point on the paragraph. So it catches my eye, so I'd like to read it with you. A Shkura Haya Bepiv HaKadosh. It was common for the Gra to mention, Ashalahavin Divrei Hasayir HaKadosh Vatikunim La'amitasam built the Efshar Ba'olam. It's not possible to understand the Zayar. Im loy acher goydel hayegia al kol inyan umamar kama shavuyim. And it takes a lot of hard work. Umamar kama shavuyim. Does that mean? It takes a lot of work for an extended period of time. Upam achas midei dam.
You mean weeks?
I'm guessing that's what it means. I don't know. Upam echas midei dabri imay binyan atfila. Once I was speaking to the Gra about davening, Amali, Pamachas Arenim in Shemayim, Goydel Inyan Atfila. Imagine this. The Vilna Goyin had to be revealed to him from Shemayim, the greatness of Tfila. Kiyagati Yegiyos Rabbis Alavonas Maimer Echad Bezair HaKadosh, Binyana Dirosh Chaydesh, Yud Beis Shvuim. I think that means 12, usually say Shvu Ois, but I think it means 12 weeks. V'loi Ola Biyadi Lefarshe La'amitai, and I didn't understand it. Has to do with Rish Chaydish. Vine biyar Rish Chaydish echa ba'amdi lispal tefilas ha'amida d'shachris. When I got up to Dam Shvein Eser, berega echa nofa b'machshafti ba'isei ha'maymer lefarshei al shiva ifanim. So I'm ready to daven, and I figured, in one shot, seven ways to explain it. U'ma'ah yali lasais. I was by Shvein Eser, what should I do? Amarti loy, so Chaim V'lozhin says, I suggested to the Gra, you think of a good pshat. So stop in Melosh Shmein Esrei. Be misader the thoughts. Is that also considered to be a hefsik? Omar said, the Gra answered, Shayisik my reva minut v'sedarte b'machshavti. I waited. Does that mean a quarter of a minute? 15 seconds. V'sedarte b'machshavti. All seven pshatim in 15 seconds. That's 2 seconds per pshat. V'shuv chazarti taketh ligmar tfilasi. V'acha goymri tfilasi is b'inanti alamara lazar aleyem. V'ine muma in biyadi. Then, after I finished my esrei, I said, let me chazer them. V'ine muma in biyadi. Kinishkachti mimenu legamri. Bang, I forgot it. I don't want to be finished. I always forget the things that I learn. I don't know. But the start yalzeh harbe. You hear the grah? And I had a lot of pain. Mishihisi kamay chatzi shah la siach tsari midaiti velikrois halal. It was Rosh Chodesh. So he waited 15 minutes before I went to daven halal. Ka'omdi l'spalo musif. Listen to this. Hine naflo oida pam kol ha-shiva yifana me'achshavti kabari shayna. And again, I got all seven in the beginning of Shemayna Esrei, bang, all seven pshatim. See, I learned this lesson. Shuv loy panisi mashafti mitfilasi kolom. This time around, I didn't interrupt my davening. But lenasati daiti aleihem laharabem klal. In the middle of davening, I didn't think about them at all. Ukusaimi tfilasi nimso arucha nushmuru lefanai kol ha-shiva perushim lamitam umesukim midvash v'naifas. And then, I had it. So, it's incredible. Point. Now the lesson is which way? It seems to me the lesson is you should not, like the Gemara says, Matar Lechud is Matfil Lechud. Right? The truth is there's a Gemara is Matar Lechud is Matfil Lechud. But it's Abaya criticizing Rava. Rava was learning when he was davening, was rushing in his davening to learn. Abaya told him it's Matar Lechud is Matfil Lechud. So I'm not sure if it's like Abaya and Rava. But it's a Pella the way it's brought down here from the Gra. Here in the footnote, they bring Shaila, if in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, it's called a hefsik. If you think about something else, to just stop, think about the other thing, get out of your mind, I don't know, get out of your mind, but and go back to Shemayna Esrei. So he brings here that Reis Tshuva Meisagar Moshe Feinstein Zal, because Moshe Harachayim, Shadon Bezeh, V'hisik De'ein Zeh Hefsik, So, in the one hand, it does seem to say that it's mutter. On the other hand, it seems to say that there's no simen bracha from it. So, all right.
Be that as it may.
What?
Better to think about the learning then.
Better to think about the
learning.
Yeah, for us, their averis are our mitzvahs. I mentioned to you about Michal Lifkowitz. They asked him b'Seif Yom of in his lifetime, like what he has charata for. So he said that the Chafetz Chaim came to town when he was a bachur in yeshiva, and he said he'd rather learn. You don't want to be mafsik a seder to go see the Chafetz Chaim. I think Michal. What? No, it wasn't Shomer. Maybe it's a separate story. Shomer didn't grow up in Europe. He grew up. Anyway, this is print about in Negev Asylum, I think, he said that Yacharot, he didn't go see the Chafetz Chaim.
Who is this?
I think Michal Lefkowitz. So he said that maybe if he'd seen the Chafetz Chaim, he'd been zeichet to more godless. So when I saw that, I was thinking that they say that our mitzvahs are their averus. You know, Moshe Menesse, he thought about seven pshatim of desire. You know, like. Chavetz Chaim certainly wouldn't have told them. The question is, if they asked the Chavetz Chaim about a different God, what he would have said. Okay, so we'll try to finish the session Thursday. I'll be with you.